This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us on the radio. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We've got the Discord on-air call-in room as well, which you can utilize. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to get connected there with you in the studio. Here it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, Will, you're going to tell us about a new currency that is hitting the streets. Where?
Kyberia.
Kyberia?
Yeah. Oh, Kybera.
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 Is that Africa?
It's actually a region outside of Nairobi of poverty that is so deep that we here in America don't have the ability to conceive of.
Can't even fathom it.
And is so large that it literally has multiple villages within it.
We're going to talk about that coming up here, but first we go to your calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning into the show, we have been fairly libertarian-centric, meaning that we've been talking about critiques, valid critiques, many of them, of the Libertarian Party, some coming from Zoltan Istvan, who actually we haven't even finished his article yet, and others coming from within the ranks of the show hosts here, and others from the phones, where we go to My Dog Rex calling from Florida, listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, my dog Rex.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
It's a good topic because I've been sort of watching the libertarians and watching how they're not really libertarian. If you want a real libertarian, you got to go Thomas Jefferson. Because George Washington...
Didn't he keep slaves?
Well, would you...
That's not very libertarian.
If you could... to save a man from the god-awful condition of slavery, buy him as a slave so he could have a better life?
I get what you're saying there. Is that what you're saying Thomas Jefferson was doing, was buying slaves from a bad form of slavery and putting them in a more kinder form of slavery? Because he still kept slaves, didn't he?
Well, but look at this. If you owned a man and he was your slave, your neighbor couldn't beat him.
Okay, but if he wasn't my slave, I wouldn't be okay with my neighbor beating a man who was my friend or not my friend.
But you couldn't stop him from doing it unless you owned him. I mean, you got to look at the times and the circumstances at the time at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bought a man and he was your slave, no other man could cause him harm but you. And you didn't harm your slave. You just treated him like a man. But you saved him from everybody else beating him to death.
Okay, but are you saying that that's what Thomas Jefferson did, or are you speculating that that's what he may have done?
I'm not a first-hand witness. I can't testify.
So you have an idea about Thomas Jefferson. You want to believe the best about the man. All right, fair enough. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, but he was because you got to figure the times. He was the most libertarian, whereas in Alexander Hamilton, George Washington were not. In fact, George Washington... luckily, he died, was going to run against Thomas Jefferson because they didn't want Thomas Jefferson, who wanted to rid the world of slavery, or the U.S. And
okay.
But as far as libertarians, that's what a libertarian is. Lysander Spooner, libertarian. Look this man up. Robert Yates, the Chief Justice of New York, writes under the pen name Brutus. The people... because they were talking about licenses today on a local show. People believe that because I got a license or you need a license to do things, then they don't comprehend anything. And the libertarians you're talking about that are taking over the libertarian are not libertarian. They're not let me be. If I let you be and you let me be, together we are free. I don't need your permission. You don't need my permission. Just don't let your pigs poo on my grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. It's so easy. It's simple is the best word for it.
And that's one of the best things about the libertarian movement and the principle behind it, is it's not complicated. This is preschool level stuff. It's basic, you know, leave your neighbor alone. Let people be free. Let them live their life how they want, so you can be free to live your life how you want. But the problem comes in, I think, with a lot of human beings is where they want freedom for themselves. Many people do. I mean, there are
freedom for me, but none for thee.
Right. There are some people who do want to be told what to do. So not everybody wants freedom. But
my mom's like that. She thinks that she loves America and she loves freedom, mm-hmm. but she's a like, get under your desk and put your head between your legs, because that will save you during a nuclear attack because the government said so. You know, like, yeah. She's one of those that, like, if you're in jail, you should be starved and treated like an animal.
Because you must be a monster.
Even if you're innocent, because if you're in jail, you're there for a reason, even if what you did this time isn't something you did.
Yeah.
You're in there for something you got away with before. I mean, and that's like her mindset, but she was brainwashed her whole life through the Cold War to believe that way.
Yep. As a typical mindset, we saw a lot of that here in the Keene area of New Hampshire when they were proposing to move the jail from where it was out in Westmoreland, which is like the town to the west of Keene, into Keene, where it is currently today. And that brought up all of this attitude from exactly what you're talking about, Will, from the people who are like, well, we don't want to have to see the jail because there's bad people in there, and we don't want to have to think about the fact that there's bad people around,
yeah.
And they're all bad if they're in the jail. That whole attitude came out because the proposal was we move the jail from middle of nowhere right to one of the main drags in Keene, where it's up on a hill, so everybody who drives by it gets to see the thing. And there were some people who they didn't want to be reminded that there were people out there, those bad people out there. And the fact is, you talk to the jailer, you talk to Rick Van Wickler, who's the superintendent there, who's also a member and one of the chairman one of the board of directors of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, formerly known as Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and he'll tell you that at times he's had as many as 40% of his inmates who he didn't think belonged there. So he'll tell you. Anyway, go ahead, my dog Rex. Anything else you want to share?
Well, and you have my dad, who would say, I paid into Social Security. Everybody has to because I had to. And my answer to him was, why didn't you stand up and fight? Why are you leaving it to me?
You can't fight City Hall, son.
Well, that's what people are. Well, if I had to do it, then you got to do it. And my reply is, why didn't you fight not to do it? Stand up. I mean, I don't know. It blows my mind.
Yeah, I'm with you, my dog Rex, and I share the concerns. That's why I picked up and left Florida, where you currently live, and moved to New Hampshire because I wanted to be around more people who are with me on these ideas.
Let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
What's the temperature up there right now?
I don't know, freezing ish, something like that.
How long is your summer?
A few months.
I know. I left Michigan. Ecuador.
Yeah, I've heard that's a good place to move. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, my dog Rex. I appreciate it. We'll continue here with another guy who is familiar with New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's been here longer than I have as part of this New Hampshire freedom migration, and you've been watching and reporting on it for a long time over at RidleyReport.com, which is your YouTube channel. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Actually, I just want to say something real quick while this is on my mind. That is an answer to that last caller. His dad really could have gotten him by saying, well, son, I didn't fight Social Security because it was too cold.
Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
So Ian, are probably one of the, you know, 3% of New Hampshireites who are the most familiar with the political system. But yeah, even sure. You, can you tell me, what is a regional planning commission?
No clue.
Well, I'll answer that for you. I don't know that much about it either. But I can tell you that it is in practice a sort of sixth layer of government that you have to live under in New Hampshire. You know, from all the way from municipal up to world government. Well, the regional planning commission, you may have thought there were only five, but the regional planning commission is sort of the sixth. Okay. These have existed, I think, since the 1960s in New Hampshire, roughly. They get very little attention, and I rate them as the, like, I've had, I guess, 4 or 5 interactions of some kind with them, or watched videos about them or whatnot, and of those 5, I would say 4 of these interactions involve someone trying to intimidate someone into not filming.
Stand by, Dave Ridley, because you've got a lot of experience at recording people. We'll talk to you more coming up in months.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeyman and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-3 Life Freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. And let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans are taking nutritional supplement. And for good reason, nutrient depletion of our soil coupled with dependence on processed foods has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's the situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. It's the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off of your order every time you order. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and they do accept Bitcoin Core and Dash as well. So if you want to use crypto, you do need to send them an email, and don't forget to mention FTL when you do that. SimplifyMySupplements.com, and for that 10% off, use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We go back to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You were calling about these regional planning commissions, which sounds just about as boring as a government hearing could possibly be. But Dave Ridley, you have steeled yourself against that and shown up at a lot of these meetings, I imagine, with your video camera and conducted your classic Ridley-style ambush interviews. And you said people there a lot of times are trying to intimidate you. Go ahead.
Well, that's why they're very interesting, I think, for that reason. I mean, what's boring would be a politician that just answers your question, right? Mm-hmm. But these bureaucrats at the RPCs, you know, like I said, most of the times I've interacted with them, something has happened, you know, where one of their hirelings has tried to stand in front of the camera, or someone puts their hand over the camera or whatnot.
Yep.
So you have to focus on what you see. But now what I've heard about them, they came onto my radar in around 2013 because there was this big conspiracy theory surrounding the regional planning commissions and this program they had called Granite State Futures. And this was like a federally funded program that was at best a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
But conspiracy theorists were saying it was connected to the UN and they were going to, you know, try to impose some UN agenda on everybody. So that's what got at least, you know, it may be just a conspiracy theory, but it got everybody talking.
Yeah.
So anyway, that has finally.
Not everybody, but some people were talking.
Yeah, got some talking going on.
Yeah.
But that has at least resulted in a bill finally in the state house. I'm not saying that this is the best way to solve the problem, but there is a bill at the state house. It's either House bill or Senate bill 1616, and it bans the regional planning commissions from accepting federal funding. Does that make sense?
I see. I don't know, you know, what kind of funding sources they get. I don't know what it is that they're supposed to be planning. What is the purpose of these things? Do you have any idea?
I should clarify, by the way, ban is not quite the right word. It requires them to get permission from the state legislature to before they receive any federal funding, basically. But the original purpose, according to the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers, they were supposed to sort of help coordinate different local governments, for instance, when they have when they share a watershed or a lake or something like that, help them make better use of resources. That's the theoretical purpose behind it. But the CNHT, the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers, thanks, believes that they've just kind of become an arm of the federal government.
Yep.
And to some extent, that is what I've experienced, because I went to a Granite State Futures meeting, and it was federally funded, and they had some lady the federals had hired from some college or something like that, so she was sort of working for the Planning Commission, sort of working for the feds, and sort of standing in front of my camera, you know, when I wanted to interview one of the RPC people. So, you know, this bill it's just hacking at the branches, and it probably won't pass, like, most bills.
Oh, right. The best thing to do, of course, would be to abolish these commissions, right? Just put in a bill to get rid of them entirely.
It's better to have something that's interesting. If it's going to fail, it might as well be interesting.
Yeah, I tend to agree. But most of the politicians don't agree with us on that, Dave. The Liberty politicians, as great as they are, a lot of them don't want to take a risk of putting a principled piece of legislation forward because they feel like if it can't possibly succeed, that it somehow damages their political capital. So those are the reasons why they typically give excuses for not putting forth principled legislation like abolishing all prohibitions or things like that. And I hope that someday we get to the point where we actually have liberty-oriented legislators who are willing to put forth principled pieces of legislation like that. I'm not saying the people who are there are doing a bad job. I think they're doing, you know, the best that they can under their circumstances. But we just need more political success. And in order for that to happen, we've got to have more people moving here. We've got to have thousands more libertarians coming to New Hampshire and getting active. Would you agree?
Yeah, that was what Murray Rothbard said. You don't submit a bill to try and reduce taxes by 2% because no one will get excited about it.
Right.
And it won't have much chance of passage anyway. You submit a bill that's crazy to get everybody excited, right? Right? Or, you know, the one that people say is crazy. Look how excited people got over Ron Paul, who was sort of a libertarian purist, and how little excitement they had over Rand Paul's candidate.
Exactly.
When his goals were more modest, that did not make them more achievable.
I wish they would listen to you, Dave, on this one, because you've got good advice. I appreciate your call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Someone calling themselves Doofus is calling from jail somewhere. Doofus, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello. Doofus.
You must have really been calling from jail in his 15
minutes. They cut him off.
Yeah.
Well, if you're still in jail, and you probably will be, we'll be here when you want to call us back. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. All right, Zoltan Istvan, that's where we started the show, Johnson. Was there more from his article?
Yeah, there's definitely more from this article.
This is his critique of the Libertarian Party having run for governor in California under their label.
Yep. So he had said there about the Libertarian Party not getting media coverage or big ticket donors.
They don't deserve it.
And all that stuff. And he's saying, as a former National Geographic journalist and a correspondent for the New York Times, it's easy to see why libertarians are rarely covered. This point was made abundantly clear to me when Larry Sharp, a well-liked figure in the Libertarian Party, all but endorsed another libertarian candidate for governor in California, Nicholas Wildstar. Multiple candidates running for the same office within the same party are a fact of life, but when Sharp jubilantly pointed to Wildstar at a recent public event and said, "There is a future for California that is not the same old thing. It's this man right here. Wildstar is the right answer for the future of this state." I had to do a double take and roll my eyes. California is the world's sixth largest economy with nearly 40 million residents. More billionaires live here than any other territory in the world. Its universities boast one of the highest amounts of Nobel Prize winners anywhere, according to Wildstar's campaign biography. He hasn't even been to college.
So?
He also doesn't list any notable business experience, executive leadership history, or credible political qualifications. Apparently, Mr. Wildstar, an unknown rapper with a tiny social media presence, simply woke up one day and wanted to become governor of the America's most popular
state. You know what
that
guy ought to do? He should change his last name to World Star and then get on the ballot. That could be instant publicity, instant win for him. Stand by. We'll continue with Zoltan's comments in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and join us on the radio waves. The number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Liberty.menu. You ever been there? You ought to go there, because it's a liberty-oriented business directory. And it's more than just businesses. They've also got, like, media. So I listed Derek J's victimless crime spree on there, for instance. Or you can, you got a meeting coming up you want to publicize, you can put that up there, too. So it's events. But it's also a business directory. So if you've got a business and you're a liberty-minded person and you'd like other liberty-minded people to find your business, then you need to go to liberty.menu. First off, list your businesses, however many you have, up on there. You can get a little map point for wherever it is your physical location happens to be. Of course, you can sell on the internet too, obviously. But liberty.menu allows other libertarians and voluntarists and anarchist types to find out about you. So, Johnson, I don't know if you've gotten on there yet, but you need to get up there and put libertyminded.com up there for liberty-oriented apparel. But liberty.menu, we've teamed up with them because people have been asking for this for a long time. We've had our listeners asking, you know, what's a good directory that we can go and find libertarian businesses? And there have been a few attempts over the years, but they've all just kind of never really gotten anywhere. They never really got the traction that they needed, the number of people to list their businesses. And When I saw Liberty.menu this last summer, I thought, this is a great site. It really looks good. It's easy to use. And it was actually made by an actual libertarian who ended up moving up here to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. So you'll see a lot of New Hampshire points on the map, but it's a global map. So please get on there, add your business. It's free to use Liberty.menu. So really, there's no reason not to do this. And of course, if you feel like it, you can upgrade and pay a little bit and then get some nice bonuses for your listings. But listings are free at Liberty.menu. So head on over there, get your account rolling, and get started with Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Johnson, you're sharing with us some, I think, very valid critique from Zoltan Istvan. He's the transhumanist guy who drove around the country in a large, not hearse, but a coffin, an RV that had been retrofitted as to look from the outside as though it were a floating or traveling coffin down the road. It's kind of an interesting character who we've actually read about before on Free Talk Live, more in the context of him being a transhumanist than a libertarian candidate for governor, which apparently he was recently in California, and that's where we left off, where he was critiquing some of his competition. He was critiquing the other libertarian who was running.
And that somebody would, you know, one of the other people would, like I guess notable libertarians would recommend this other candidate and say that that's the future of the party.
And he was mad because he didn't have a college degree.
Mr. Wildstar, an unknown rapper with a tiny social media presence, simply woke up one day and wanted to become the governor of America's most populated state. It's simply unimaginable that libertarians could expect to be taken realistically by the public when they support candidates who aren't qualified to run for minor
office. As opposed to me, the man who drove around the country in a large coffin. They should vote for me for governor, right?
Says, let alone the most important, powerful job in California. Yeah, but I don't know what his qualifications are other than that particular campaign.
Sure,
know,
but that's what he's known for. He's the guy who drove around in a coffin.
Right.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying he's more or less qualified than this other guy, but I mean, it's easy to pick on him too.
Sure. He says it's this kind of unreasonableness being spread by the top of the libertarian, or from the top of the Libertarian Party, all the way down to an army of anarchist trolls on Facebook that has made it the laughingstock of politics. In order for libertarians to be taken seriously and possibly win some elections someday, they must band together and get a hold on reality. They must not accept just any candidate reciting the party line who decides one day that they want to hold lead multi-trillion-dollar economies and tens of millions of citizens. Nicholas Sarawark,
real libertarian, would not want to lead an economy. A real libertarian would know
that, exactly.
Yeah, would know that you're not there to lead anybody. The politicians are terrible leaders. They, if they had any actual ability to lead, they would have done it in the the marketplace and created a successful product or service or business. But because they're failures for the most part at doing that, or sociopaths or psychopaths at worst, they've gotten into politics. They are not leaders, and I can't stand it when people refer to politicians as leaders.
He goes on to say, Nicholas Sarawak, the chairman of the Libertarian Party, has the well-wishing goal of running 2,000 Libertarian candidates in the upcoming 2018 elections.
Okay.
But I fear this strategy will only highlight one thing if the candidates are not qualified or reputable, that the Libertarian Party has no interest in ever challenging the Democratic and GOP in a has no interest in ever challenging the Democrat and GOP duopoly in a meaningful way. I would much rather see the Libertarian Party focus on 100 good candidates across the nation that are important enough to make the news regularly and could possibly impact their respective races. The Libertarian Party seems to think that it matters that there is a Libertarian candidate to check off on in every election. They believe it's a good name recognition to be on every ballot. The smallest political race in the country. Obviously, that's correct to a degree, but far more important is to get a few dozen good candidates across the nation whose public personas stretch far outside the libertarian base.
I don't disagree with the intention of what he's saying.
Yeah, but again, we come back to when you have effective marketers, effective voices, those people either A, don't have the money, or B, are not given the platform by the gatekeepers. The funny thing is, though, is the gatekeepers are actually the people that guy that was talking about gatekeepers, they're the people he likes. No joke. They are the people he likes. They're the Reason magazine, Big Shots, and all that kind of stuff. When I ran for office, I was the only vice presidential candidate who wasn't afforded the opportunity for a Reason magazine video at the convention. Oh, wow. When I went up to them and I asked about it, I was basically just rebuffed. Now, I was the second runner-up.
Yeah.
And I was literally endorsed by two of my opponents when they, rather than them run against me, because they saw me as the better option, and endorsed by multiple caucuses, but still not enough for the Reason gatekeepers to decide that I deserve to be acknowledged.
So one of the things that he's saying here in this case with we need to have better candidates rather than a large number of candidates. And I don't disagree with that, but what he's talking about is central control, right? He's saying, well, it needs to be this way. Well, if you've got 2,000 people who want to run for office,
I don't know
then
that
let
he's
them
necessarily
run.
Saying central control. That I think he's implying that libertarians as a whole or as individuals should respect these ideas and ideals more. I don't think he's necessarily saying we need someone in the Libertarian Party to filter out these bad candidates. I think he's saying
the
Libertarians in general should support the ideas of having candidates that are more qualified for political office.
He's specifically criticizing the chairman of the Libertarian National Committee, Nicholas Sarwark. He's criticizing his plan to have 2,000 libertarians on the ballot.
Right.
And that means that he thinks the Libertarian Party should spend its money on something else, namely supporting the 100 best candidates, rather than promoting the idea of, hey, just throw your name in. And I don't think there's anything wrong with people just throwing their name in either. I think that it's not a bad idea to focus on promoting the best candidates. I agree with that point. But I don't think you should rebuff people who want to just throw their name in. I remember in Florida, I don't know if you were around for this, Will, but they had what they called the full slate campaign, where the idea was, let's just get as many libertarian names on the ballot as possible.
Yeah. I remember that.
You can just toss your name in, even if you're a pencil candidate or whatever they called it, where where you wouldn't do any actual campaigning, where, Johnson, you're a busy guy, right? You know, you're super busy. They would try to convince you, be like, look, Johnson, just throw your name into the hat. You don't have to show up at a debate. You're probably not going to get invited to one anyway. You don't have to answer what the media says. Just throw your name in so there's a libertarian option. And I don't think that's a bad idea, necessarily, just to have people see the word.
Or you can do like what Alexander Snitker did. And, I'm not taking away from what he did, but you can go out and stand in front of Channel 9, in front of Channel 2, and yell about the fact that the Republicans said no when the Democrats said yes to you being allowed in the debate.
We're going to come back with more. Your calls and thoughts are welcome in these remaining moments. And this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Live from the Verticoin Studio, this is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, frightening you by helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. Kill the faucet, he collar five to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com.
Tom. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you to join us now. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We do have our AMP program, which is a way for you to help us get on more radio stations. Just confirmed a brand new station that is going to be airing our show, I think, on weeknights. We'll be announcing them officially here pretty soon, and so I'm excited about that. You can help us bring more stations on board. Just join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get cool perks like access to the AMP-only podcasts, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Discord chat rooms, and even the AMP-only Facebook group. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. A few more thoughts here from Zoltan Istvan on his critiques about the Libertarian Party. He's disappointed. Let's continue.
So he says, candidates must be reputable public figures with standout resumes able to actually be seen by the public and media as possible and capable high office holders. In its quest to protect the freedom of Americans and reduce the size of government, libertarians have forgotten a core part about politics, being liked. I sometimes call libertarians on the phone, and when they don't recognize my number, they often answer hostilely, "Who is this? How did you get my damn number?" This is not the way libertarians are going to win elections, by being socially inept or cantankerous,
or being dreamers. I'm going to have to call BS on that. Again, back to, I ran for office for the vice presidential nomination in 2016, which meant a lot of time while on the road with just a call list in my lap as I rode from convention to convention in the van, calling the delegates from the previous convention.
To try to get their support.
To try to talk to them and get their support. So, mm-hmm. And you know what? I did not experience a single time.
What he's talking about?
What he just talked about.
Interesting.
So, and again, like, this is coming from, like, people had heard about, like, a Muslim guy coming into the race. You know, because it was covered, you know, he's like, oh, well, Muslims don't get major, you know, Huffington Post.
The libertarians don't get
it. Libertarians don't get, you know, Huffington Post. Media as far away as Egypt, you know, covering that. So, you know, again, he may be talking about his experience.
Right.
With, you know, like, well, he thinks he's everything and he's done this and he's done that. Well, evidently, you know, like, I'm just some podunk nobody from East Tennessee. I was able to get international media coverage by running for vice president. Why weren't you? Like, what about you is so uninteresting with all of your major, you know, big resume that you couldn't get any of these things when you ran for office.
He goes on to say that how he thinks libertarians will win by pushing forth ideas of limited government and personal freedom with behavior that's more professional and likable than the Democrats and the Republicans.
Respectability politics.
Yeah. Libertarians should take a hard look at how diplomacy works and why the art of friendliness and compromise is often the best platform for building new relationships and winning
elections.
You don't
compromise as a libertarian. You should not compromise your message when you're running. The compromise comes in the actual political makings of laws, right? So a libertarian who is elected, which there aren't very many of them, but a libertarian who's actually elected, who's in, you know, the state house or wherever it is that their position is, that's where they'll have to compromise, because almost every bill that comes up isn't going to be a pure libertarian bill, and they're going to have to vote one way or the other on that. And usually, you know, in a lot of cases, either vote isn't necessarily going to lead you to more freedom, but sometimes there's a less offensive vote than there's not. And if you put forth a principled libertarian bill, like, let's end the entire war on drugs, and then the other side says, no, let's just end the war on pot, then as a libertarian, you could just be like, all right, and then you agree with just ending the war on pot in that one instance, and then you push for the next thing the next time around. That's where you compromise, not in your message when you're running.
Well, he says libertarians should come down to earth with their expectations and focus on what they can actually accomplish in politics. Otherwise, the Libertarian Party will soon turn 50, and another tiring half century will follow of indefinite losses and ridicule.
That while I was running for office and was chastised by delegates all over the country for saying, look,
you said that on stage, right?
This isn't our year. Yeah, I said that on stage during the nominating speeches. Mm. Look, we need to be realistic. This is not the year the libertarians are going to win, but this is the year that we can make a major splash and a major showing and show ourselves as something different and set apart. And instead, the delegation was like, well, yeah, but this year, Donald Trump is what's different and set apart, so why don't we offer, like, mediocre milquetoast Republicans what they're not getting, and then we'll totally botch and lose the election.
I gotta admit, I did have a little bit of a
secret. But we got more votes than we ever got before.
That's what they'll get to claim.
Yeah, and so did every other third party.
I gotta admit, I did have a little bit of a secret dirty motivation for this article, too, when I initially had perused it, which was I originally thought that Mark would be in tonight, and I figured that you and Mark would be at each other's throats over this article.
Well, we still had plenty of things to say, so that wasn't a problem. Let's go to EJ on the line via Skype. EJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, Free Talk Live? How you guys doing this evening?
Hey, good. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Clarksburg, West Virginia.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've actually called in before using regular phone line. This is my very first time calling through Skype.
I'm
I bought a bunch of new studio gear.
You
so
sound awesome.
Thank you. Awesome. It's good to know that I made some decent purchases there. Hey, in regards to the idea of the Libertarian Party not having the kind of influence that we wish it would, we see that here in West Virginia all the time. There is a West Virginia Libertarian Party, and it has virtually zero influence. I was actually talking to a representative of that party several weeks back at this point. Actually, I think it was probably back in November, now that I'm thinking about it. And he was basically telling me that the reason that the Libertarian Party, National Libertarian Party and West Virginia Libertarian Party specifically, has such little influence is because the truly principled libertarians, true libertarian principles are scary to the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And yep. Freedom is scary. He's basically saying, he's like, you know, a lot of libertarians who enter the party, they are coached. They are essentially coached by, I guess what they call consultants to tone down the anarchy speech is what he said they were told to do.
Yeah.
Tone down the anarchy speech, tone down the taxation is theft speech, because it sends out negative messages about your ideas of unity with America. It sends out a negative message about what you believe it means to be an American citizen.
That sounds like a bunch of garbage. I mean, to me, it sends out a signal. The idea of speaking principle, of explaining the non-aggression principle, explaining to people, hey, we're the political party that thinks it's wrong to use aggressive violence against peaceful people. That's how you get people who you want to be around. That's how you attract people to you who agree with you.
There's a difference between attracting people to you who you want to agree with you and getting something done politically.
I think that's been the conflict. One thing that's important, though, is we kind of have to realize, like, this is an argument, this is a discussion that historically has been happening over and over
for years
in this country, all the way back to, again, Thomas Jefferson, you know, who was invoked earlier, who, you know, one of his favorite Latin phrases to use was maro periculum libertum quam quietum servitum. I prefer the tumult of liberty to the quiet of servitude, which is often mistranslated as to dangerous freedom to peaceful slavery. Mm-hmm. And that's because even back then, this time where we think of these great men who literally took on the greatest military empire on earth with rusty muskets and untrained militiamen, basically, they were having this same argument that we're having today. So people who have been advocates of liberty have been having this argument among themselves and with general society since this nation was founded. So at the very least, we're historically in good company.
And a lot of people don't want to be free, and so you won't be able to convince. I don't know if you can convince a majority of the population that freedom is the right way to go, at least not if you're 1% of it. But if you start to bring numbers of libertarians together in one geographic landmass, then all of a sudden you're a force to be reckoned with. That's why we make news headlines here, because we matter. That's why you have state representatives like a former state representative here in the Keene area said back in 2012 that the number one enemy of the state in New Hampshire is the Free Staters. And that's another term for libertarians. And she was afraid, right? The reason why a statist who's in power would attack the libertarians is because we are a threat to them in New Hampshire. But everywhere else, they're not even close to a threat. Hey, EJ, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I wish we could get to this currency thing, Will. I hope that you'll hold on to it. You're not coming back tomorrow because you've got a daughter to go see who's having a baby.
Yeah, in Florida.
But I do want to talk about the currency thing at some point. So let's do that at some point in the future. I don't know how long Mark's going to be gone for, but I suspect he'll be gone for a little bit.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Join Will for his show, The Call to Freedom. Go to calltofreedomlive.com to check that out. Check out Johnson's website, libertyminded.com, for official Free Talk Live gear and other cool liberty-minded stuff. See you tomorrow.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.